call that was done. Was Robert.
This thing here is a grand. That's my great grandfather's picture painting over the Civil War. He attended University of Virginia and finished school at University of Virginia. His grandmother now was Lucy.
Was this made from a daguerreotype?
Yes, uh-huh. He was a distinguished looking gentleman.
He is, huh?
Yes, that's nice.
That's an excellent picture.
It is. It's a good picture for that time. He was a Civil War veteran. He was in one of the first groups of troops that left Lake County during the War of Madrid Bend Guards. He fought in Shiloh.
He's only 48.
Uh-huh. When he died. He was running for sheriff in the county, and he came home. That was when they had old kerosene lamps. And he came in late at night, down in Lectionary, and picked up this lamp for some reason and exploded. Burned him severely, and he died several days after that.
That's interesting.
I think it's an old metal kit that was used by my family when I was a doctor during the Civil War.
Oh, wow.
It's all in pieces. Pretty well shot.
That's something.
There's the old original medicines in that.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, I have more family history on all these books up here on family and so forth.
That is something. Did your father attend school here in Tiptonville?
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Well, back in those days when he attended school, they were more or less private schools. He attended school in Tiptonville, school in Carl back in those days, Tiptonville Academy, and then he went to New Orleans. Families in New Orleans.
Well, would that be the, say, the equivalent of a high school education, or further than that, or what?
It wouldn't have been the equivalent to that. Now, then, when he went to New Orleans school, I'm sure that he may have received in New Orleans the equivalent to a high school education.
Did he have further education?
Well, yes, he went to veterinary school. I've forgotten where he went to veterinary school. It seems to me it was somewhere in Virginia. It was a veterinary college. But I don't know. I've never been able to find out as to where he attended veterinary school.
What about your mother's education?
She received her education in Lake County, at Lake Local Schools, in which she received equivalent in those days to a... Well, I say equivalent, as far as you could go here. Now, our first public high school was established here in 1901. It was the first free high school ever in the state of Tennessee. But she went to private schools here. Back in those days, there were no public schools. And there were academies, more or less, that we call them. And she received, I would say, maybe a fair high school education for that time. Maybe, we'd say, equivalent to maybe a 9th grade or 10th grade education now.
She was a housewife?
Yeah.
And you said, let's see, your maternal grandparents, your grandfather was a minister.
Yes.
And he was born there.
He was born in Virginia, 1797, and he moved to Tennessee with his family to Jackson County, and in 1819, I think, they have his whole life's history. I have it here over at Cumberland University, not Cumberland,